Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dana's choice today for Artist of the Day, and it's Def Leppard.
Oh, hells yeah.
First concert I'd ever went to.
Is it really?
Def Leppard, Poison, Cheap Trick, my sophomore year in high school, Sprint Center.
I was only 40.
I'm talking like 2010.
Like I said, I was 40 because I was there.
Hello, Kara.
Hello. I've got a great story for you. Bill did this one this morning, and I just wanted to play it because it's just such a cool story that we don't get to hear a lot of, and it's awesome. These are heart attack survivors who were saved by people who knew CPR in their lives.
Okay.
So Bill went to Johnson County Community College and heard about some of these stories, and there's one that's pretty amazing.
Okay, I need you guys to start CPR. Does anyone there know how to do that?
The nonprofit HeartSafe Foundation sponsored the ceremony. It promotes learning CPR and expanding availability of automatic external defibrillators. Diana Nickel is 66 years old. Last fall, she was babysitting her grandkids in Olathe and was hit with a massive heart attack. Her husband, Paul, administered CPR 7 minutes straight. Clinically, Diana was dead. She claims there were no signs of life for 40 minutes. Then a gentle stranger appeared.
I saw a man, couldn't see his face, but he had on blue jeans, tennis shoes, and a gray hoodie. Couldn't see his face. I didn't know that I had died. I didn't know that I was unconscious, but I just thought, he just imbibed into my spirit, you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
But no one fitting that description was at the scene. Later, Diana found out a young pastor who lives in the neighborhood saw the lights from the emergency equipment and immediately sent up two prayers. When she finally tracked him down, they spoke on the telephone, and she asked about what he was wearing that day.
At any time did you have a hood on? He said, the first two times I prayed for you, I did not. The third time, we were having a blizzard in Olathe, and I did pull my hood up as I was praying for you the last time. And that's when they brought me back to life.
Diana says the experience deepened her faith, and it set her on a mission to take care of herself and spread the word that everyone should learn CPR.
Isn't that cool?
And get your ass to church.
Isn't that cool?
You know who the guy in the blue jeans and the hoodie was?
The pastor.
Jesus.
No, it was the pastor.
So Jesus.
I don't think Jesus wore blue jeans.
How do you
Sounds
know?
Like a hipster to me.
I don't think they had jeans.
to borrow a phrase from Major League, are you telling me Jesus Christ can't wear blue jeans and a hoodie?
Well, Jesus can do whatever he wants to do, but
you tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball.
Can I also tell you, him doing CPR for 7 minutes, you might be thinking 7 minutes is not a long time. It is eternity. Yeah. Well, when you are doing those compressions alone, 7 minutes is an incredibly long time.
And as we talked to that guy who came in that one time, his name escapes me at the moment. You'll
Dan
remember.
Booz.
Dan Booz, thank you. That keeps you alive.
Yes.
You literally are artificially keeping someone alive.
Yes.
When you do CPR.
So I've heard a recording, and we've been trying for a year to bring this to our listeners, but there are some hospital-y stuff that we've got to, hoops that we have to jump through to do this. But there are many recordings like that where the person knows CPR, but there are also dispatch audio recordings out there where the person does not know CPR. Mm. And they use those in training when we talk about how important it is to learn this skill. And on one of these tapes, a young woman from Kansas City, pardon me, she was in her 60s, is not feeling well. She's in bed. She's really not doing well. Then she turns blue. And the two people in the home run in, they call 911, and they do not know CPR. And the story has a happy ending, but I'm telling you this because on that tape, for 4 minutes, the dispatcher is trying to explain to them very calmly exactly what to do to keep her alive. And if you don't know CPR, let me tell you, I've listened to that tape. 4 minutes feels like 4 hours when you don't know how to save someone and you are waiting on firefighters and paramedics who are trying as fast as they can to get to you, but it was 4 minutes. And you can hear the frantic, where are they? Where are they? And if you had asked me, how long's it been? I would have said, my gosh, it sounds like they've been doing this 20 minutes. It was 4. And paramedics came, they were able to take over, and that woman survived.
Oh, good.
But they use that audio, that type of audio in training, just to illustrate how important it is that somebody know.
Yeah.
Do you know CPR?
I do.
I know you do.
Yeah, I went through the training a year ago.
Ketzer, do you know CPR?
Negative.
I don't either.
I'm the trained one on this floor.
I went through it with my daughters.
Wait. What?
She's the defibrillator trained person.
I'm one of the few in the building that did the
company. You've been trained on the defibrillator?
Yeah.
Yes. They trained someone, Scott, about 3 years ago on every shift. Now, I will say this, Kara, I feel like every year we should do a refresher.
Yeah, we did one last year.
I spoke with somebody who said if you're out somewhere else, like let's say you're at a basketball game, and someone goes down and you know what you're doing, all of those defibrillator little AEDs are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. They're basically the same, but a little bit different. And I spoke to somebody once who said, I've been through the training. We had one. We couldn't figure out how to use it. It was not working.
Ooh.
And they did the chest compressions and that worked and they saved the guy. But they're all just different enough that I feel like every year we should all be doing a little refresher on it.
Yeah, they do. Once a year around here, we get refreshers.
And if your daughter's babysit, do it. Absolutely have them take the training.
We do refreshers on the dump button.
Yes.
And that's true.
Yes. And that's also
once
important.
A year, I take that course.
Important.
As did I.
Very important.
You're the chief dumper.
I am.
From the chief text dumper. Line. Kara, you think Jesus wasn't wearing blue jeans and a hoodie when he hid colored eggs from the children that first Easter?
Thank you.
Do you know that he wasn't?
I do not know that he wasn't.
We don't know. Not saying he was, not saying he wasn't.
That's exactly right. Jesus clearly could have been wearing blue jeans when he hid the eggs.
Indeed.
I love it.
Are you doing that this year?
We are.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
You know, I'm thrilled that you had children, because now we get to live the next 18 years vicariously through you.
Well,
as you discover everything that we've already found.
We did it for years with Trenton. He just doesn't care any longer. Excited.
No. Because this weekend, we're going to have a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 12-year-old who care very much about finding eggs. Do you know the trick?
What?
You get the little plastic ones.
Yeah.
And you put money in it.
Oh, well, yeah. Have you seen the adult Easter egg hunts?
Jingle, jingle, jingle. No way.
Oh, yeah. Instead of eggs, they hide beers.
Yes, I have seen this.
Wow, yes. Really?
Yes.
That looks fun.
I told my mom we should do that. She didn't agree.
God, in another life, that would have been awesome.
Could hide you in O'Doul's. Oops, nope, not in O'Doul's. Keep on searching.
That's the magic egg.
Looking for the magic green egg.
Do you know what we're going to play at 4 o'clock?
Mixtape.
New.
I'm over mixtape for a while. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't love mixtape. Well, I mean, what's my favorite game of all time? Let's be honest. What is
Family
my favorite
feud?
Game of all time? Yes.
Possibility of a smaller screened iPhone and also
what the hell am I playing in the background?
I do not know, but that does not sound like Family Feud.
Oh my God, woman, shut up.
Hey,
she's still
doing this. This is not me.
What are you doing?
It's not me. I don't have anything up.
It's not me.
Hours at the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Oh, wait, it was me. Sorry. How is that even me?
Okay, Ketzer?
That was a little weird.
I love you.
Dana is not contractually allowed to have her audio up on her computer during the show,
that
is why.
You keep my audio up at all times. You never, ever, unless I tell you, turn Dana's audio up.
Duly noted. My apologies.
Ever.
My apologies, Kansas City.
We're going to play the Family Feud. Now, at 4 o'clock, Ketzer.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
You can turn her audio up because we're going to need her buzzer. But only then. Oh, let's listen to a highlight.
Admit it. Just once you'd like to tell your wife that she's what?
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. She's fat.
Oh, my gosh! Are you kidding me? Was she there?
Yeah.
Admit it. Just once you'd like to tell your wife that she's what?
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. She's fat.
I'll bet you did, sir. I'll bet you did.
It's for the money.
Standing next to her.
That is terrible.
With your child.
She was pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
It's for the money, right? It's for the money.
I kicked him straight in his face. He didn't even say, I'm not saying this is my answer, but I think in the survey they would have said,
admit it, just
once
you'd like to tell your wife that she's what?
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. She's fat. It's for the money.
Standing next to her, and she's pregnant with your child. You don't understand?
I understand now. Yeah, I already got the answer up there.
Good luck back at the house. Fat! Yeah. Woo!
Story here from NBC Action News. People throwing away their trash where it doesn't belong. Apparently keeps piling up around Kansas City, Missouri. The area of 29th and Poplar has become a popular dumping site. Quoting here from KCMO illegal dumping investigator Alan Ashertz.
Wait. He's a dumping investigator.
He's an illegal dumping investigator.
What if you're dumping, but you're doing it in a legal way?
Then I don't think they require an investigator.
Okay.
This is a fantastic spot because there's one way in and one way out. Surveillance photos caught a couple dumping garbage at the location on four separate occasions. So Ashurst asked the public for help identifying them last week, and the community responded. There wasn't much to this tip. Asher said it was just a license plate that said, here's your blue SUV and a plate number. The city has initiated an illegal dumping hotline. And Ashurst said the anonymous tip line has worked and made his job a lot easier. What is wrong with humanity?
Who is the biggest offender and why? And I think the answer to that question will surprise you. I have a friend who lives in Kansas City proper. She had some neighbors who for weeks just piled the crap up behind the house, on the curb, in her yard. I don't think it's always, somebody who's trying to dump a bunch of used old tires.
Yeah, you might be surprised.
Because if you have a large load of something to get rid of, the trash companies, and probably rightfully so, in the last few years have made it much, much harder and more costly for you to get rid of that stuff. We used to be able to put whatever we wanted out to the curb, Scott. We could just put whatever out there. Mm-hmm. They'd come take it. Mm-hmm. And then it switched companies, and then it became, if you call us and let us know, and it's infrequent, you can still do it. And then it went to once a month, you can put one big thing out, but I think you have to notify them. My guess is the percentage of people dumping has gone up since the trash companies, again, were running out of landfill space. That was another story on the news the other night.
Oh, no. Do you really think that people dumping are concerned about the lack of landfill space?
No, the people dumping don't want to pay to have whatever it is hauled away appropriately. That's what I'm saying. The trash companies have made it harder because we're running out of landfill space to just dump whatever crap you have at the curb. So people, instead of paying, you pay $100, take my couch or take my tires, are roaming around town and dropping it off where they should not.
Okay.
What's the punishment if you're caught?
Probably a couple $100 fine. Littering.
Mm-hmm.
From the text line, any day after eating Taco Bell, I feel like what I'm dumping should be illegal.
All right. Really?
Well, it's on the text line. Isn't this a news station, right? Somebody else. Why are you not discussing the Mueller report? That will never happen. We do not discuss the president at all.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
In 3 years?
At least, since the election, yeah. We do not discuss the president. So, sorry.
I have the Golf Channel on in here.
And if you need it, I think Hannity's down the dial somewhere.
And I cover it in the news.
And you cover it in the news. That's
I appreciate you carrying that load, Kara Markser.
You're welcome, Dana.
When we get back, we'll dive deep into the Mueller report. To the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser. They're the artists of the day, Def Leppard. So you're now a big fan of Amy Wambach, huh? Tell me more.
Have you heard about this book?
I've heard of it. I have not read it.
A girlfriend of mine, I have two Run Do Not Walks for you today, especially.
Have you read it?
I've ordered it.
Okay.
It's not in. I'll have it probably tomorrow. So my girlfriend reached out overnight and said, have you read the book Wolfpack? And she usually sends me fiction. I was like, Wolfpack? No, like in The Hangover? And she said, no, Run, Do Not Walk. Go get the Wolfpack. I also saw her speak. It is so amazing. It will change your life. Huh. So
Abby Wambach, by the way, I said Amy. I meant
world
Abby.
Soccer
Sorry.
Star.
I think probably many people would argue the greatest female American soccer player.
Well, and others would argue the greatest soccer player. She scored more goals than any player, male or female, in history. I do know that about her. So the book is Wolfpack, and you can also follow her on Facebook. So, and I said this to Scott, for anyone who's a coach, for anyone who, certainly if you have daughters, my goodness, the lessons in the book about the Wolfpack are incredible. One of them I was telling Scott off the air is Lead from the Bench. And I'm just going to read a little bit to everyone listening because it's great life lesson stuff for everyone. She's talking about being benched her final year. Mm-hmm. Okay. She says, we won the World Cup that year. The pride I feel about how I handled that tournament rivals the pride I have about scoring any goal. You will feel benched sometimes too. You will find yourself taken off a project, passed over for a promotion, falling sick, losing an election, sidelined by the kid who doesn't seem to need you anymore. You might find yourself holding a baby instead of a briefcase and fearing that your colleagues are, quote, getting ahead and leaving you behind. You are allowed to be disappointed when it feels like life has benched you. What you are not allowed to do is miss your opportunity to lead from the bench. If you are not a leader on the bench, don't call yourself a leader on the field. You are either a leader everywhere or nowhere. And by the way, the fiercest leaders I have ever seen have been parents. Parenting is no bench. It just might be the big game. It is so outstanding. And my friend said, drop what you're doing, get this book. And she apparently saw her speak. She's on a speaking tour.
I would love
to hear her speak. And I don't know if I've missed it or if she's been
here.
She
was just on Good Morning America last week.
Yeah, she's really in the news this week. And so the book is Wolfpack, How to Come Together, Unleash Our Power, and Change the Game. And one of the first pages, Scott, and this is the part that I think you're not going to like.
But can I interrupt you before you read that? You are correct. She is currently the leading all-time international scorer. So we're talking about international matches, okay? So for a national team. She is currently the leading all-time international scorer for men and women.
I thought that was the case.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
She's an incredible player, or was.
Yeah.
She's retired.
Sure. So I'm in the Starbucks line, and I looked up Wolfpack, because again, I'd never heard of it, and I'm waiting for my coffee, and I'm looking it up, and I start reading in line. I'm like, wow. Just in the first page, it just blew me away. And one of the things somebody said to her, some executive somewhere, was, I love the book, The Wolf Pack, but are you writing it for women or can men read this too? And she says something to the effect of, I'm okay with that question as long as you can look at me and say, when a male author is sitting in this chair, do you say to him, are you writing this for men or can women read it too? And her point is, they don't ask that question when it's a man sitting in that chair. And I jokingly off the air said to Scott, you're not going to like her book. I don't think it's a man-hating book at all, but it is definitely geared toward the lean-in crowd for women. Lean in.
Women empowerment.
I cannot wait to read it.
Well, why would I not like the book?
Well, because I think the part where she said just right out of the gate, do you ask a man sitting here if he's written and thought about women?
I actually think that's a fair question.
Oh, I think it's a very fair question. And, you know, we got into, like, institutional bias in that conversation we had yesterday. I think she likely addresses that in this book. I don't know. She has
Be careful, Dana. I might surprise you once in a while.
I know. She has definitely been outspoken about pay in sports for women.
No, wait a minute.
Was it the ESPYs she was standing on that stage with Peyton
she
Manning?
She was. Peyton Manning and LeBron James.
You're right.
You know, Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant. You're right.
And she said, I was angry standing there knowing that those men have financial security for the rest of their lives. And I have reached the pinnacle of my sport and I will still have to work.
Well, now, okay. Let me tackle, no sports pun,
no pun intended.
Let me tackle both of the points you just made. She is part of the lawsuit that the U.S. women's national team has filed against FIFA because the national women's team, is paid significantly less than the national men's team.
Yes.
The women's team is more successful, more popular, and they bring in more crowd. There is no excuse for the men to be paid more. I said FIFA. I think they're actually suing U.S. Soccer, who is their employer. There is no excuse for the women to be paid less. In fact, I would make the argument, and I would stand with her, the women's soccer team players, the Wombats of the world, all of these players, I can think of a couple names here if you give me just a second, they should all be paid more than the men.
I am surprised, and I'm sorry to say that I'm surprised, and I'm proud of you for saying that because I would not have anticipated you would say that.
No, they bring in more money.
Numbers don't lie, Dana. Yeah. Numbers don't lie.
The women's team brought in last year $6 million in profit, okay?
What is the differential when you look at the men's team?
$2 million.
Okay.
The men brought in $2 million of profit. The women brought in $6 million of profit. And these are on a handful of games. They don't play every week. They play 10 matches a year, maybe. They bring in significantly more money. The women should be paid more money. No doubt about it. Now, I also did see the quote about her festering anger standing on the stage with Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Now, yes, is she the top athlete in her sport, retired? Yes. Is Peyton Manning one of the top athletes in his sport, retired? Yes. Is Kobe Bryant one of the top players in his sport, retired? Yes. Now, there are so many ways I could attack this next one. Peyton Manning could bring in 80,000 people a game. There is no way in hell the women's soccer team brings in 80,000 spectators a game. No way. Peyton Manning also is much more recognizable because football is a much more appreciated sport in America than soccer. Therefore, he gets more endorsements. That is the argument that she was on the stage with two other athletes, Kobe Bryant, who plays 82 games a year, okay, in a sport that is more respected in America than soccer.
But if the metric is success.
The metric is not success.
Take gender out of it.
The metric is revenue. So, and it's always revenue.
A reporter asked her, have you ever laid in bed, stared at the ceiling, and calculated how much more money you would have if you were a male player? Now, let's keep this about soccer, okay? Because you agreed about that.
Yeah.
She says, oh, my God, I have scored more goals internationally than any other man or woman. Mm-hmm. I think I've scored 80 more points than the next man. I think I could have made.
That might be true.
Says, I think I could have made, I don't know, $250 million. Cristiano Ronaldo signed a $1 billion Nike lifetime deal. Mm-hmm. He has made hundreds of millions of dollars. It is not something that keeps me up at night, but it is a reality. If I were born a boy and played professional sports as a man, I would be a millionaire hundreds of times over.
Well, here's the problem with that. Men's soccer in Europe, where Ronaldo plays, is completely different. For whatever reason, the woman's game has not caught on. It just hasn't caught on. And they've tried 1,000 times over, even here in the United States, to get women's soccer to catch on. It won't catch. People will flock to go see the women's national team. They will not flock to go see the women play soccer for an individual city. They just won't do it. This has nothing to do with how...
Which is unfortunate, real quick, Scott, because I don't know that there's a more amazing role model for girls out there than this woman. What an amazing role model.
You will get no disagreement. My argument is reaching the pinnacle of your sport does not mean that you should or could or would be paid the same amount of money as someone else who has reached the pinnacle of their respective sport. For example, okay, you could be a great water polo player.
Sure.
You could be the greatest water polo player of all time. I bet you you've got a second job. Because people don't pay to go see water polo. Now, should Amy Wambach ever have to work another day in her life? After all the crowds that she's brought in? The gigantic crowd she's played in front of? No. And she has every right to sue U.S. soccer, and she should win. I will not argue that point. What I'm saying is she should not, because she doesn't play as often and she doesn't draw the crowds, she should not compare herself to Peyton Manning's finances or Kobe Bryant.
And when you say she doesn't draw the crowds, you mean the sport does not draw the NFL-sized crowds.
I love soccer. You know that. That's my favorite. That's my favorite sport. I've coached it for 20 years. I've played it for 20 years when I was a kid. I can't play it anymore. I'm too old. Soccer, for whatever reason, I'm a season ticket holder at Sporting. Soccer has not caught on. It's catching on, but it hasn't caught on. And so she should not have festering anger, which was her term, when she's standing next to Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant.
Sure.
Because while, yes, she's reached the pinnacle of her sport, as they've reached the pinnacle of their sport, she doesn't bring in, she being the team, doesn't bring in the same crowds that the Denver Broncos, Indianapolis Colts, or the LA Lakers were bringing in.
What's interesting is because of her take on all of that, which is universal for many women, whether you are a soccer fan or not. I mean, Scott, I'm going to be honest. I had heard the name Amy Wambach. I'm going to love her for everything that is not soccer. And I think there are women out there who will read this and love it for her just life views on, you know, leading from the bench, that kind of worldly life view.
What a great take.
Oh, great take.
Yeah.
She was benched and ended up having one of the best seasons from the bench. Anyway, if you have daughters, I just would strongly urge you to check this out. I really, really would, because she's going to end up doing better, being more high profile, and I would even say make more money. I think she will make millions on the speaking circuit.
Yes.
And on selling this book, because it's such a powerful message.
I would go a step further. We were talking yesterday about a woman coaching a men's sport, okay? I would have no problem, assuming she can coach, and there is a difference between being a great player and being a great coach. Ask Roy Williams. He was a half-ass player, but a great coach, okay? Bill Self, half-ass player, great coach. But there are times when you have someone who is a great player and a great coach. If she can coach, she should be the next U.S. men's national soccer coach. I would have no problem with that.
And pardon me, it's Abby. I said Amy, I misspoke. It's Abby.
Yeah, Abby Wambach. 576-7798. KMZ Traffic, here is Jay Edwards.
All right, Scott, thanks very much. Sponsored this time around by Express Services Incorporated. Starting to ease into that routine rush hour now this afternoon. Eastbound I-70 loading up at the Jackson Curve, loading up as you pass the stadiums as well. Northbound 435, heavy now from 350 all the way up to the stadiums. Could have something to do with, I think the Royals are playing early this afternoon. Southbound I-35, heavy now from 18th Street Expressway down to 67th Street. And these road work zones, they're starting to pile up early today as well. Northbound 435 from 95th to 87th. Of course, you're down to one lane. That's backed up now into the Johnson County Gateway. And westbound K-10, same deal there at Ridgeview. You lose a lane, it's backed up into the gateway as well. Southbound 69 Highway at 151st Street, you lose a lane there. Still pretty moving pretty well on Southbound 69 Highway, but you will be hitting the brakes quite a bit once you get past 135th. You know what it takes to succeed. Put your experience to work and launch your business for a limited time. Express Employment Professionals will give you $25,000 to open your franchise. Visit expressfranchising.com. I'm Jay Edwards, KMBZ Traffic.
Hey, don't forget Family Feud coming up in just a few minutes. I know, I love Jay to death.
I know, we know.
I have to acknowledge it. The Royals are in New York today. They're not in Kansas.
Yeah, they're playing the Yankees.
All right, okay, all right. We'll let Jay know. We'll let Jay know. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, hello.
Hello. First of all, I want to say I'm a father to 20-year-old-ish daughters. And I don't know if I really agree completely with her message. My thought is that to be on a stage and be seething over an amount of money that either Kobe Bryant or Peyton Manning have, I don't think that's the right message. Those are two players from very, very mature sports. And mature, you know, it's the same thing you're talking about, revenue. Someday, soccer probably will be as mature and as lucrative. It's just not there yet. And so the person that she might really want to be wishing she was that person 20, 50, 80 years in the future.
Jack, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
It would be akin to me being on stage. Let's say, and I don't deserve it, but let's say I was getting an award for having survived this long in radio, okay? And right. I'm on the stage with Howard Stern, who's getting an award. And I'm frustrated and angry. Or let's name a woman. I'm on the stage with Rachel Maddow. And I'm frustrated and annoyed because I've reached, I think, I hope, the pinnacle in Kansas City radio, or at least kind of getting there.
But she would eat you for lunch.
But she would kill me. And she's better than me. And she provides a product that people want to watch more than they want to listen to me.
We would not want to diminish at all what you've done. And it really is a big thing.
That's right.
She should be on radio.
She should be proud.
What she's done. And not thinking necessarily about the dollars. And another thing is, as far as humility and athletics go, I think it's very important to point out, Tom Brady was, what, 264th in the draft? When you're talking about professional athletics, the hardest thing you can do is really just get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So
great point.
As good as she is, as wonderful as she is, and there's a lot of good things here, she should maybe look at it and go, you know what, I was still really lucky to get on the field because there was probably somebody in her past that could have done better than her.
And soccer, to your point, Jack.
But if she moves the ball forward, no pun intended, if she moves that ball just a little bit, yes, for women,
yes,
I love her.
Soccer is going to be a major sport in America someday. It's not right now.
Why?
Well, I can give you 1,000 reasons, but I won't bore you. She is laying the groundwork for people, to Jack's point, and he's right, 40, 50 years from now, where they're going to be competing for the big time salaries like some of like the Peyton Mannings of today.
Yeah.
She's laying the groundwork. She was born at the right time and born at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Newsroom Caremarks.
Happening now on KMBZ, Republicans and Democrats have very different takes on the Mueller report. More next. After the reports.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.